Yo, my beautiful people, you're now tuned in to the Big and Bright Podcast.
It's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Bright.
Yes, sir.
Broken Knuckle Studios down here in Pontiac, ladies and gentlemen.
So glad to be in the studio today. What's up, Dave?
Hey,
yes, sir.
Just on a serious note, ladies and gentlemen, as we start out the podcast, my heart goes out to a listener, you know. She contacted me and told me about her trials and tribulations and what she was going through. She said that she's about 14 years old, and Big, you know, she said that she's trying to find her a family, man. So that, you know, she was taken from her family, man. You know, she listens to our podcast, and you know, she said that she was beaten,
wow,
by her mother and father on a frequent basis, and she said that our show, it helps her get through it, you know. So on that note, we had spoken, and you know, we were reaching out via email, whatever, whatnot. Mm-hmm. And you know, she told me that she went to court, you mm-hmm. know, and what is that thing that they have with the children now? It's called
like the custody thing.
Yeah. Okay. So mm-hmm. you know, they were in court, and they asked her why did she feel that she needed to be removed from the home. And she said because she's constantly beaten on and beaten and just beat down totally, you wow. know. And the judge asked her, mm-hmm. and he said, you know, okay, well, if we remove you out of this home, you know, from these abusive and beating, you know, the consistent beating and in these situations,
mm-hmm.
if we moved you out of the home, where would you want to stay? And
I think I know where you're going with this.
The little girl got real silent, you know, and she thought about it, mm-hmm. and she said that, you know, I would want to stay with the Detroit Lions.
I knew you.
And the judge asked her why.
I knew you was doing that.
And she said because they never beat anybody.
I knew. I said, hey, hold up, this sounds a little familiar here. Custody hearing there. Yeah, where do you want to go? Who do you want to live with? Okay. I fell for the okie doke, y'all. What's up, everybody?
What's good, my
it's
beautiful
Big and Bright, man. Wow, yeah. So I wonder what kind of music is going to be playing during that part of it.
Football season, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah. You know I got to give my original ribbing of hey. The nasty Motor City Kitties.
Six days away,
baby.
From HBO, Hard Knocks. Love that show. One of my top 10 shows of all time.
It's a hard knock life.
Yeah. And we got the Oakland Raiders. Them boys is getting ready to move from Oakland to Vegas. But this is, I believe, the last season in Oakland, California. And so it should be a lot of storylines going on with that.
It'll be a lot of storylines once they move to Vegas. Trust and believe.
Yeah.
A lot of sin going on there in that city.
Let's get into some of the let's get into Big and Bright's top five Hard Knocks storylines to keep an eye on. We'll start with Derek Carr and John Gruden, their relationship. That's the quarterback and the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, coming off of a season where I think they went, 4-12 or pretty bad. Don't even matter. They were awful.
Yeah, and I think, in all honesty, I think it was a lot of rumblings before
mm-hmm.
about the whole Derek Carr situation where the Raiders were trying to ship him off in the offseason.
Yeah, I heard some of that
speculation. So, you know, I it's kind of hard to believe with Tua coming out, with
Tua coming out. Tua from Alabama.
Yeah, with Jalen Hurts.
He's in Oklahoma now. Yeah,
some you know, with some out. Of these high-profile quarterbacks coming out now, mm-hmm. would this be the move? Would this be the time if the Oakland Raiders don't have the season that they want to have with Derek mm-hmm. Carr at the helm, even though they gave him the money?
They actually was looking at Kyler Murray also.
Exactly.
John Gruden raved about Kyler Murray. But, yeah, so we're looking forward. One of the storylines is Derek Carr and John Gruden. You know, will they have a shouting match? Will there be F-bombs thrown around?
I'm pretty sure they will.
Because, you know, Hard Knocks get real good.
I'm pretty sure it will with John Gruden. You know, there's definitely no, you know, there's no inclination on that.
And, I mean, John Gruden is a very, very intense guy. He's very knowledgeable. He's very he has his own mind, and he's very passionate. Passionate is the best word I could say.
Yeah.
He loves Matt Stafford. I remember, you know, listening to the Monday Night Football games, and he's just always talking about Matt Stafford. These great passes he's throwing, whatever. Yeah. But he's very passionate. He loves quarterbacks. But so that leads me to believe that he's going to eventually want his guy at the helm. Mm. If Derek Carr doesn't cut it this year, it could be sayonara to Derek Carr, definitely. So that's one of the storylines to keep an eye out for. Another storyline to keep thing to keep your eye out for on Hard Knocks is Showtime for AB. Antonio Brown, Bright's favorite wide receiver.
Yeah, hey, don't get me wrong. I love Antonio Brown on the field. He puts in that work, but for off sure. the field, he's kind of like he has like woman tendencies, man. Yeah. He's kind of.
I mean, he's a diva. He's a diva across the board. He's a diva on the field. He's a diva off the field.
Yeah, he definitely is. But you know, I mean, from I wouldn't even say a diva. It's just. Seems like he just keeps drama going, man.
That's what divas do.
That whole, but see,
R&B divas.
But see, we got a whole different term for that. You know what we call it from where we from. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But
yeah.
it's just, you know, he likes to keep other men names in his mouth and worried about day money,
right, juju, and all
like
this.
Yeah, like come on, man, you're your own man, bro. Go on yeah. about your way.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to seeing if have him and Vontaze Burfict. Squash their beef, you know. A few years back,
yeah,
they were in
the
playoffs.
Bengals and Steelers.
AB
ordeal.
Was coming across the middle.
He got smacked.
Right, he got smacked. But Vontaze did it. I don't know if it was a dirty hit.
It wasn't no dirty hit.
I think AB might have played his, you know, played
he
character
played,
a little
played
bit
it that way. He played. Right. He tried to play it that way, but
you know, but they've had a beef, the Steelers and Bengals, in the playoffs yeah. the last few years.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Steelers always win because the Bengals have made 10 playoffs in the last 15 years and haven't won any of them, or probably about eight. I'd say about 8 out of 15 years.
I think the Cincinnati
Bengals. Is Marvin Lewis still there?
No, but I think the Cincinnati Bengals. We're going to start a segment on our show here mm-hmm. where we talk about who deserves a box of bootios so they don't be booty. So
the booty.
The booty. Oh.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You know, we're going to start that segment and see who needs to eat a box so they don't be booty. But if they, you know, send that out to the Cincinnati Bengals to start the season. You need a full box.
Yeah, you need a box.
The booty.
The booty. Oh.
You need some booty, yo.
The booty. Oh.
All right, so we're going to see if Vontaze and Antonio have squashed their beef. They're teammates now. Quite a bit of characters on this team, man. You got Incognito. You got Vontaze. You got Antonio. Man, there's some guys, man, that's going to keep us going, man. So
oh,
we
no
definitely
doubt.
Looking
no
forward.
Doubt.
Another thing, like I just mentioned a minute ago, so the third, you know, storyline to keep your eye out for would be Oakland finale. Like I said, they're in the Bay Area. They're leaving. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be pointing that out in the series about, you know, they're probably going to document, you know, and, you know, chronicle some of the fans on the streets.
I want them to chronicle some disgruntled Raiders fans.
Oh, you definitely going to get that. I'm black hole?
I'm pretty sure it's a lot of disgruntled Raiders fans.
Absolutely,
out
because they've been there, bro.
That's pissed off about
they've been
the
whole there. Yep.
situation of them moving to Vegas. And it's not because, you know, it's basically greed on the end of, you know.
It's a business move.
Yeah, of course. He wants to market, and not only market, he wants to make the Raiders are already a national brand, mm-hmm. but he wants to make them a global brand.
Yep.
So, you know.
That stadium is gorgeous too, man.
It better be. It's in Vegas,
gorgeous.
Man. Like it's in Vegas. What you expect?
Right, right. So, Richie Incognito, the troubled offensive lineman who's, you know, had all his name has always been in storylines. Just Google him, Richie Incognito. His name is always there for, you know, off the field trouble, on the field trouble. He's suspended for the first two games of the regular season after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor, disorderly conduct for threatening workers at the funeral home where Incognito's father's you. Body was being held. I'll kill you. I didn't even know that till just now. Wow. That's crazy.
Man, Roy Rage at his finest, man.
So expect cameras to be on Incognito, Burfict, and Brown a lot. Not even to mention, bro, like, it's always this one unsung star who nobody even knew about who has like a funny story or some kind of like, you know, this guy owns like 30 bikes types. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always some funny, or this guy collects, he got 3,000 pair of socks. You know, it's always some kind of funny, silly, quirky socks, guy. Socks. Yeah, literally.
Socks.
Yeah. Because I remember one year it was your boy Kush, who ended up signing with the Bears. He was with when the Rams was on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Remember the Kush guy? He used to always wear those beaters.
Yeah.
And he had some funny, quirky stories. So,
he ended up getting cut, but.
Yeah, he did. But he played for the Bears, though, don't he?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
No.
Or he did.
For one. Yeah, but he ended up getting
cut. Yeah, he got cut, but he signed right away with the Bears.
Yeah.
All right, and then the last storyline to look out for is welcome to the show. The Raiders had a home run when it came to the draft. They really got some really good SEC players. They got Clemson's Cleveland Farrell, Hunter Renfrow.
Those are ACC
Tremont.
Players, though.
No, those are SEC players. Clemson?
Clemson's in the ACC, buddy.
No. Are you serious?
Wow.
Don't tell me that, man.
Yeah, they're in the ACC.
I thought Clemson and Alabama and LSU and,
bro,
and all those teams.
Clemson is in the ACC, fam.
Did they just move them?
No, duh. They've been in the ACC since the beginning of time.
Okay, I'm sadly mistaken here.
Crazy glue sniffer.
Sorry, everybody. But they still came from powerhouse schools, and that's the whole premise of my introduction to the fifth subject of what to look out for on Hard Knocks. They got Alabama's. They got a couple players from Alabama. Safety Jonathan Abram. They also signed or drafted a running back, Josh Jacobs, from Alabama as well.
We'll see what they do, man.
So
again,
those are the
this
top
is the
five
thing about those
to look out for.
Alabama players out of the SEC. Very few have had NFL success.
Okay.
You know.
Are you serious? Clemson is in the ACC?
Yes, man.
I'm embarrassed.
Florida State's in the ACC. You thought they were in the SEC too?
Mama's wrong again.
Shaking my head.
I know it kind of twisted you up a little bit because Florida is in the
SEC. I'm twisted like a pretzel right now.
Florida State is in the ACC.
Okay. And this has always been?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Remember Miami? Miami is in the ACC, too. You thought they were in the SEC?
I think I knew that.
Okay. Miami,
I really thought
Clemson, Florida State, you know, North Carolina, Duke.
I can see it now that Florida State is in the ACC as well.
Yeah.
I could see that. Okay.
Because
I'm thinking about basketball now and how they align. Okay. Yeah. My bad, y'all. All right. So moving along. All right. So we got Hard Knocks in 6 days. Looking forward to that. Let's go right into some NFL news and notes. The Dallas Cowboys released wide receiver Allen Hurns. They wanted him to take a lower price. You know, they wanted to pay him less.
Yeah, they tried to lowball him after he broke his ankle.
Trying to lowball him. He was like, nah. They mutually agreed for him to be released.
Yeah, he right after he got released, he went right back home to Miami and signed with the Miami
Dolphins.
So big ups to Allen Hurns, man. He knows his worth, you know, and then Cowboys. Look what they're trying to do now. The funny thing is about the Dallas Cowboys,
they
man,
didn't need him anyway, though. But they just signed Cobb.
Yes,
and
they did.
They got Cole Beasley, Cobb, and Amari Cooper. Those are like their three guys.
Cole Beasley left, bro. He's not there no more.
No. If Cole Beasley left, I would have known that.
Cole Beasley plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers, buddy.
No. Gotta pull it up. Man. Gotta pull it up.
Cole Beasley been left, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Nah,
that's why they
bro.
Signed Cobb.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, man.
Cole Beasley. No way.
Yep.
Cole Beasley is a wide receiver for
Pittsburgh.
Oh, bro. He went to Buffalo.
Oh, okay. I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot that. Because they paid him pretty good.
Yeah, they gave him some good money.
I forgot. I don't know. Okay, I'm 0 for 2 already. Come on.
Hey, I'm 0 for 1. I said Pittsburgh, but it's same region.
Pittsburgh, no. That's totally different.
Same region. But I thought he went to – who left Dallas and went to Pittsburgh?
I don't know, but I forgot Cole Beasley. Yeah, Cole Beasley
but
got
He's no longer with the Cowboys,
so that's
though.
Why they got Cobb, because he played
a
slot.
Cobb.
Okay.
But Allen Hurns on the other side, another speedster, another burner. Remember, Allen Hurns put up big numbers his last year with the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why
and then
Dallas
he got hurt or
him
something, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, then he got hurt with the Cowboys.
ACL or something?
No, he broke his ankle. He was carted off the field.
Which one of those Allen boys had a torn something, either ACL or
Achilles
or something?
That's Allen Robinson who the Bears got.
Okay, that was him.
You know,
he was having a heck of a season too.
Yeah, so you know,
man. All right, so yeah. Speaking of players being cut, Mike Daniels, the 2017 Pro Bowl defensive tackle from the Green Bay Packers, was released, and then guess who signed him?
Them nasty Motor City Kitties.
The Detroit Lions, man. This is exciting news for me.
Whatever.
You know, we got that front line. And actually, I read that Mike Daniels is going to be used in different packages. He's going to be used at DN as well as D-tackle. So it could be a package where you got Mike Daniels on the end, Trey Flowers on the other end, A'shaun Robinson, and Snacks Harrison in the middle. That's going to be a thing of beauty right there, man. If they do it, I think they'll do it a time or two, and they'll see how it works out.
Still end up 6-10.
Ah, here you go. I'll say 10-6. All right. Two times former Super Bowl champion Rob Ninkovich.
Ninkovich.
With the Patriots, was added as an analyst with ESPN, so shout out to him.
Yeah, they had to fill fill my man's spot. Yeah, after
Who
he
was
caught
it?
Those strokes. So,
oh, Teddy Bruschi.
Yeah, they had to fill Teddy Bruschi's spot after he caught those strokes. So, you know.
Feel better, Teddy. Yep. All right. Darius Slay and Snacks Harrison both were no-shows at the mandatory mini camp. They skipped them. They skipped the camp. And but they did report for mandatory camp now, so or not mandatory, but you know. So they did show up. They met their agent, Drew Rosenhaus, met with the Lions. Everything is good. They still got 2 years on the deal. I'm pretty sure they're gonna work out a deal. Slay is making like $12 million this year. I would pay Snacks before I pay Slay, but that's just me. Julian Edelman was spotted at a youth camp with a small brace on his thumb. What happened to his thumb?
I couldn't even tell you, man, to be totally honest.
Yeah. Injury. Something happened to his thumb, so he was spotted with the brace on his thumb. We got J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins were both added to the physically unable to perform list, the PUP list, for the Houston Texans. And Trey Flowers the same for Detroit. I think it's just precautionary. You know, I don't think
could be.
Yeah,
ain't
I don't
no
think
telling
it's nothing, nothing major. Yep, and then we got Julio Jones, who reported to camp despite not getting a new deal. Pretty sure he's a little salty there.
Could be.
You know,
but there's no telling about that. It's just from that standpoint.
Just a matter of time though.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So and then we got Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey, the cornerback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He showed up to camp in a money truck.
Yeah, ain't that something?
To the tunes of Must Be the Money, the same song that Deion Sanders was like, gotta love that song, Must Be the Money.
I don't think Jalen Ramsey is all that, man. I mean, he had an exceptional rookie year, you know, that year that they went on that run.
Yeah.
You know, he balled out, but last year, man, he was trash.
He's a lot of bark and a little bit of bite. I mean, he bites, but he ain't that guy yet. I like him though.
He's
like
a hell of a corner. Just,
he's long. He's rangy. I like his physicality.
Right. I just,
you know what I'm saying.
I don't think he's locked down.
He's
like
disruptive.
That. If that defensive front is not getting to the quarterback,
mm-hmm.
Ramsey can't do what he do.
But they got They gotta have a top three defensive line with Calais Campbell.
Last year they didn't.
Calais Campbell 6'8", 330.
They laid down last year, so I mean they might have a bounce back. We'll see.
Yeah, but that D line is everything for them.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing what Nick Foles is going to do. We're going to get into
Foles
a little bit of the NFC South a little bit because I like their chances. But
right,
yep. Cincinnati. Speaking of money, the Cincinnati Bengals shows Tyler Boyd the bank.
Well deserved, man.
4 years. 400, I would say $430 million. Look, I added a zero where it shouldn't have been one. 4 years, $43 million. It's still a lot of money.
Yeah,
still
money.
That's still beautiful. I was thinking, who was I thinking about? That baseball player that got that big deal.
Yeah,
4 years.
Mike Trout. He was trying to give him Mike Trout numbers.
That was gonna be the biggest deal in sports history.
Speaking of deals,
mm-hmm.
What about Zion inking the biggest shoe contract for a rookie in NBA history?
Yes, sir.
As I called it way back, I think it was episode 2.
I think I was more on the side of him getting a bigger deal, and you were like, nah, he ain't gonna get. No, that was Ja. Was that Ja we was talking about?
Yeah,
was that
I said Ja Morant wouldn't get that big of a deal, but I said Zion was getting a mega deal.
Yep. So money cometh. We got Jalen Ramsey showing up in the Brinks truck. We got Tyler Boyd with $43 million after a breakout season. And of course, Zion Williamson. Speaking of basketball players and big money, CJ McCollum signed a 3-year extension for $100 million.
Yeah. Man, that's them TV contracts, that's beautiful, man. You know what I'm saying? That's good for him, though. Good for him, he getting his money. No doubt.
Mark Sanchez retires after 8 seasons. You might know him as the butt fumble guy.
Mark Sanchez not expecting it, and it was the backside of Brandon Moore that knocked the ball out.
This is the guy who ran into the back of one of his offensive linemen's butt and fumbled the ball. Yeah. Even he has more playoff wins than Matt Stafford.
Yeah, ain't that funny.
That's unfortunate. I think he got like 3, bro. He got 3 playoff wins because he's been to the AFC title game a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then also speaking of money, Mike Thomas, another $100 million man, 5-year deal, worth every penny for the Saints.
Yeah,
former Ohio State wide receiver.
Big money yep. for Mike Thomas. Yep. And I'm happy for the young man because of the fact that he was only going to get $1 million for this season.
Ain't that crazy how them contracts work out, them rookie deals?
And that's why
players play way above that.
And this is the funny part, and I want you to understand this. This is why the players are holding out within year two. That's why I don't blame Zeke for holding out because, again, he's giving you the best years of his career in the first 5 years.
Right.
Now.
That's true. That's very true.
This is what I'm saying. After the first 3 years, I have wear and tear on my body.
Yep.
Not only wear and tear, but I have been the sole reason for why this team has sustained its success.
He's carried
because you've seen what happened. The 6 games he was held out.
Yep.
Dallas didn't do anything. They didn't make the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, he played a full season last season. They made the playoffs. He played a full season his first season. They made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And without him, he knows that, okay, I'm pretty much the main focal point. I'm what make this team go because the play action pass runs off me.
Absolutely.
Not only does the play action pass run off me, I keep defenses honest.
Honest, yep, absolutely.
So with me keeping them honest, okay, I've been the leading rusher in the NFL 2 of the last 3 years.
Yep.
The only reason that I didn't lead the league in rushing last year is because I was suspended for 6 games.
Right, that's true.
Okay, I led the league in rushing the last 2 years. I want my money. Well, you got 2 years on your deal. Well, okay, let's say, no. No, we don't got 2 years on this deal because I am the bread and butter of this team.
That's right.
So when it comes down
to it. He's the bread, butter, and the knife.
Exactly. So when it comes down to it, when you get into your 5th year, let's say you play out your rookie contract.
Right.
Well, come that year five, what's the average career for an NFL player? 5 years.
Right.
So after that 5th year, ladies and gentlemen, now you're telling me I'm not worth what I think I'm worth because the running back position is a devalued position.
Absolutely.
You're not at the top of your game now. You have all this wear and tear.
Yep.
So he's like, screw you.
Yep.
I want my money. You're going to pay me my money, and I'm going to make sure you pay me my money, and we're not going to go into year 4. I'm doing this after year 3 with 2 years left on this contract. I definitely
tip my hat to the running backs, like you said, Bright.
Exactly.
Because that position, you got 5, 6 years, 7 if
tops.
You're lucky.
You got to get your
Mark
money.
Ingram just signed with the Ravens. Was this his second contract?
I think it's his third.
Third?
He had his rookie contract with the Saints. Then he re-upped with the Saints.
Did he?
And then now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I think they gave him like and a 2-3 year extension.
Yeah. When he signed with the Ravens, I want to say he got like 2 years, $10 million or something like that.
Wasn't amazing.
So that's fair. Right. It's fair considering he's 30. He's over the hill. He's not going to be better than he's been, even though he's still very valuable. And, of course, the Ravens are a running back organization. The Ravens are one of those organizations. They're run and they're on defense.
He's gonna
always.
Fit. He's going to fit. He's going to.
He could fit on a lot of teams.
He's
going to
fit what the Ravens do perfectly because he's going to be that Ray Rice option that they didn't have after Ray Rice left.
Mm-hmm. That power back. He can do he's an every down back.
Yeah, every down back, catch out the backfield, can block,
definitely.
Can pick up the blitz packages, whatnot. It's going to be great.
Yes, sir. All right, so we are fully invested into football now. As you can see, Big and Bright are happy today. Just got a couple of basketball notes. I know Bright going to get on me, but we just got a couple of things to talk about with the NBA. The Lakers did sign the Greek Freak's brother, Kostas Antetokounmpo, off of free agency waivers. I think he had signed – he's asleep. I think he has signed with the Bucks, which would have been great to see the brothers play together. But the Bucks waived him. Whatever. Wake up and listen. He did sign with the Lakers. So, that's pretty dope because now he'll be with LeBron and he'll be with those guys in the spotlight a little bit. So
we,
I think he'll make the team.
Care.
All right. Well, I think you'll care about this one. Tim Duncan spent 19 years in the NBA with us, all with the Spurs. He won 5 championships. He has been added to the San Antonio Spurs coaching staff as an assistant. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool story. He's still asleep, but that's all right.
Crickets.
All right.
Crickets.
Jumping around a little bit. So AP is the Athletic reported that AP, Adrian Peterson, is in deep debt after earning over $100 million in his career.
That's bull. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
AP don't want to pay them baby mamas. That's what that is. And he's trying to get that child support lowered. I'm
is
not
it
buying
is?
It. Yeah, man, this cat got about 10 kids, man.
He got that many?
You don't remember the report when they was talking about
he out here Cromartie in it.
Remember his son that passed in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's one of, like, I think he was, like, one of 10. Man. He has a lot of kids, man. You know what I'm saying? I think he's trying
like,
to get that.
I think he had, like, 7 last count that I knew about. But
ain't no telling.
He might have had triplets since the last time.
Bro, I mean, he's a married man now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and,
right.
And folks, don't get me misconstrued now.
Right,
this was before, you know, he got married. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This was all before. All the kids, all before he got married.
Right, he was out here having a little fun out here,
you know. And being a young man, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. That's his business. As long as he take care of his shorties, that's his thing. But, you know, he has a lot of kids, man. So I think he's trying to get that child support lowered, you know, and what other way than to go public and say, oh, I made some bad investments. Now, true indeed, there are people out here who will try to we'll say connive you out of money, you know what I'm saying? But then again, if you're the only person that has, you know, don't give anyone the power of attorney to your money. Mm-hmm. Don't give anyone the rights to your money.
Mm-hmm.
If any money is being exchanged with my name on it, I'm the one reviewing the documents. I'm the one that's signing.
Most
no
deaf.
One else can sign for me.
Most deaf.
But, you know, you got these hanger-ons and these beggar bees.
Mm-hmm.
They sit out here and, oh, man, I got this great business investment and this, that, and that. No, man. No.
Yeah.
You got to be smart. You know, and
definitely.
I understand, you know, Pookie and Ray Ray want you to invest in a hair weave, car wash, chicken shack. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Cool,
3-1. 3-for-1. Right
three
here. 3-for-1.
You know what I'm saying? I know it sounds like a good idea at the moment.
Right.
But
come
on,
get your
man.
Cut, wash, and everything right here.
Come get your car wash, your weave did, and a meal.
Get your nails did, too, while you eating.
And get a haircut. Nah, I'm good.
Why you sound like a real advertisement? And get a haircut.
For the free 99.
Hilarious.
Nah, I'm good.
I can see a commercial,
that,
bro.
Nah.
That'd be a terrible commercial. You know them local commercials?
Oh, it's some bad ones.
You'd be like,
there.
Bro, come on.
It's some bad
ones. You know
ones
it's some really bad ones. Them furniture joints be garbage, bro.
Bruh.
Them furniture.
Robinson's furniture.
Dog. Bro, they need to keep playing the boys at 3 a.m. when nobody's paying attention.
Robinson's Furniture, man. Give Brig and Bright a shout-out, man.
Nah, bro. We
come
holler
at us, man. We can get you together. Hey, Robinson's Furniture.
The more you buy, the more you get free. And there's only one place in town. Where, kids?
Robinson's Furniture!
Down there in Detroit, man. Hey, we'll take care of you, man. Your commercials,
God bless
awful.
America with them commercials, bro.
Awful.
What they be doing?
My God.
Man, they did like a fake Jeffersons one.
Yes.
Good Times or something.
Yes, with the white guy playing JJ.
George. Or yeah.
I'm like.
Bro. No good. No good.
What is this?
Keep that, man.
Folks, I swear, all our listeners, if you're listening, go to YouTube, type in Robinson's Furniture.
You won't get those 5 minutes back, so that's a disclaimer. You won't get that time back.
We're giving Robinson's Furniture free promo right here on the Big and Bright Show. But I swear, if you want a good laugh,
bro, you will
look
laugh.
At those Robinson's Furniture commercials on YouTube.
Yes.
My God.
Just Google them. And
they
and
are
it'll
awful.
Up. It'll come up.
Beyond awful. Beyond awful.
All right.
You know what? Wait. Another bad commercial. Carl Collins.
Oh my! Do they still do those?
Those are the attorney.
He
Carl
is
Collins.
Good.
It is good.
Those are the worst. It's like they drag these people out of nursing homes that's heavily sedated and stick a camera
like they
in their face.
Just got off oxygen real quick to do the commercial.
But, look. Look, I swear for God.
You can't even get it out.
Look, it's one episode where this guy is on there and he's like, I lost a brother, but my mother lost a son. There is no other significant loss. I
Call attorney Collins.
I recommend attorney.
He is good.
Call Collins.
Bro, hey, but he getting his bread, though. I've been seeing his billboards
but
everywhere.
But you got somebody in the background.
He is good.
What? Like,
yeah,
oh,
this commercial oh not. God, they should have, yeah.
YouTube these people. I swear, you will cry laughing.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Okay, so moving along. The Clippers, a few days ago, they introduced PG and Kawhi Leonard, Steve Ballmer, and Doc Rivers and the GM and everything introduced the new Clippers, PG and Kawhi.
Pretty cool, pretty damn cool.
Woo! Bro, did you see Steve Ballmer going crazy, bro?
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Yeah,
he was telling people, "Get up on your feet! I know you're just as excited as I am, and greet the greatest player." Bro, he was going crazy. Like it was one of those things where like the player, like Kawhi and PG was sitting there, and you know how you got like that nervous smile, like you just feel embarrassed for him.
It was uncomfortable.
It was just like, bro, come on, bro.
But you know, I mean, he's just trying to show his love and support for them.
Absolutely,
which
and I love
cool.
it. I love it.
But he also said that he's gonna claim he's changing the name. They're not going
to
be Clippers no more.
I did see that. They're going to move and they're going to leave the Staples Center
yep.
to the Lakers
yep.
and they're going to get their own.
Yeah.
It was at Inglewood.
Yep.
Something like
so
that.
They're gonna
in
be
the wood.
Right, mm-hmm. But see, the funny thing is that they're going to be
own stadium.
They're going to be right by the Los Angeles Rams stadium.
Oh.
Because that's where the Rams are building their stadium in Inglewood.
Oh, that's going to be a nice area then.
So, you know.
That's going to be a nice strip right there. Yeah, but that was hilarious. Go and Google that. Steve Ballmer goes crazy introducing the new Clippers. Hilarious. He lost his voice. No, that junk was
he was going crazy.
He
was a little too
pumped. He was going crazy. But I love owners like that show emotion like that. Steve Ballmer, Mark Cuban, you know, some of the other owners out here. I mean, it ain't that many of them, but yeah, I love it. A little baseball news. Robinson Cano. Now, he's the same age as us.
Yeah.
He's 36. He hit his first 3-home run game at the ripe age of 36. Accounted for all 5 runs. So that was pretty dope to see that. Robinson Cano's teammates celebrated him, went crazy. 3-home run game. Other notable second basemen to do this were Brett Boone. He did it actually twice in 1998 mm-hmm. and in 2000. Brett Boone, you might remember him. His brother was a third baseman for the Cincinnati Reds as well as the Yankees. And I want to say he was like one of their coaches.
Yeah.
Or something. Yep. Yeah. So, but Brett Boone did it twice. One of my favorite second basemen.
Roberto Alomar.
It was a bunch of Alomars, man.
Yeah.
But he played for the Indians. Yeah. He was dope.
Roberto Alomar played for the
Loved
Indians.
Loved him, man.
Played for the Ravens. Played for the Orioles.
Yep. Yep. Sure did.
You know what I'm saying? So,
sure
yeah.
did. It was, yep. Sure did. I think he might even play with, what's my man, Miguel Tejada for a couple of years
yeah.
when he was there.
Yep. Yep. I also remember him with the Montreal Expos way
Oh,
back
man,
in the
them
day.
Was the days. I missed those days.
Way
with Vlad
the day.
Guerrero.
They had so much talent
on
that
turf.
Team.
Yeah.
They had so much talent on that team. And,
yeah. Yeah,
you know,
they did.
They end up trading them all away to different areas. But if they could have obtained
yeah.
at least 60 to 70% of all that talent that they had on that Montreal Expos yeah. roster.
Yeah.
Remember, they also had Pedro.
Sure did.
You know
sure
what I'm
did.
Saying?
You hate that in sports. The Cleveland Browns did it like around 95, 96.
You're
like right there. You're yeah. right on the cusp, and then you trade somebody or fire a coach, and then it's the whole chemistry is thrown off.
Remember,
I hate that in sports.
You should know about sports, and this is the funniest thing in the world, that when the Cleveland Browns, early to mid-90s Cleveland Browns,
yep.
you could have been the New England Patriots because
yep.
you had Bill Belichick.
Literally. And you know what?
Bill Belichick
all those guys came from his coaching tree.
You had Nick Saban. You had all these great coaches.
Yep. You had what's my man named that coached the Lions, and he's a great defensive coach now. Schwartz, Jim Schwartz.
Yeah. You had all these great cats there, man. And,
yep.
You know it is what it is, but
yeah.
hey, it's what it be,
Nick,
man.
Yep, Nick Saban. You had you even had a couple of those guys. You had Thomas Dimitroff,
Andy Reid. You had all of them.
Yeah. Yeah,
all of them.
Heck of a coaching tree. We got to do a show on coaching trees, man.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yep. I want to see who came from Lenny. I know it's jumping sports, but Lenny Wilkins, one of the legendary Hall of Fame coaches. He has the most wins in NBA history as a coach. I kind of want to see his coaching tree a little bit. Of course, Pop
never won a title though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I wondered if some of his guys win a title. Did some of his proteges. Like, where did Greg Popovich come from? He came from somebody's coaching tree. And look at all the guys that came out of him. Mike Budenholzer. You know, what's the coach that coached for whatever. But yeah, I love talking about stuff like that. But I get lost in that stuff. And then we got way over here and I was still talking about Robinson Cano. But Damian Easley for the Tigers also did it in 2006, hit a 3-home run game.
He?
I know. Remember them guys?
Yeah, no.
Damian Easley, Tony Clark, Bobby Higginson, Cecil. I think Cecil
Curtis
was on
Granderson,
the end of his career.
Curtis Granderson.
Well, that was later, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cecil Fielder wasn't on the Tigers in 06.
Not in 06, yeah, you're right.
Prince, you mean. Well, Prince didn't come until...
Prince was there around that time.
Not 06.
Yeah, because they had went to the World Series, didn't they?
But they went without Prince the first time.
Okay.
That okay. was, yeah, that was with, what's my
oh,
name?
Oh, Maglio?
Yeah, Mags.
Maglio Durnes.
Yes,
that was my guy.
Yeah, that was
and Pudge Rodriguez, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah, you're right, you're so. Right. And then lastly, Roger Hornsby hit a
1931.
Like, that's the black and white days. That's when they used to go to the games with them hats
was,
on, with them top was, hats and the
that was during the Prohibition. That was during the Prohibition days, man. That was...
Right, that's when everybody used to dress up and
that was
go to them games.
During the Great Depression era, man. Jeez.
Yeah, sheesh.
Damn.
All right. This is the fun part, Mr. Bright. We are getting ready to select all 8 division winners from the NFL.
You ready for that?
I'm ready for that, man. I've been waiting on that. That's,
starting
that's
with the AFC.
I'm going to let you go first.
East.
I'm going to let you go first.
Patriots.
Oh, you want me to go first?
No, I just told you. AFC East, Patriots.
Yes. Check that one off.
All right. So you go with the AFC.
AFC East. So let's do you want to kind of put them in order, okay, or you just want to go with the division, roll with the division winner?
Just roll with the division winner, man.
Division winner. At least give me the second team in that division because that second team might make the playoffs.
Jets ain't making no damn playoffs in the East.
You don't think so?
Hell, man, stop.
Running the Rock?
It's one team, bro.
Dolphins, Bills?
It's only going to be one representative of the AFC East.
From the AFC East. It normally is. It normally is.
It's the Patriots.
Except those, except the days where Mark Sanchez played. When they, when
exactly.
They had
yeah.
Rex
when they
Ryan
went to the AFC Championship back
they had
back.
Revis and all those guys,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. That was it.
But yeah, of course the Pats are going to win it. All right. What's NFC North? Who you got?
AFC,
you got Browns,
AFC
Ravens,
North.
Steelers, Bengals.
All right. With the AFC North, I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
As usual.
Respectable, respectable.
I say the Browns have finished 9-7.
Okay.
I would say the Ravens, 10-6. Bengals. I don't know.
After you do the AFC, I'm going to do the AFC, then you'll jump to the North or
so,
the NFC.
You know,
okay.
That's that.
And AFC South, Colts, Texans, Jags, Titans. Who you got?
That's a toss up, man.
Yeah, it always is. Because you always got like 3 teams. That's every year, bro. It'd be like 8-6 going into week
right.
17.
Right. That's
it'd be
toss
like 3
up.
Teams. Be
that's
like
a toss
six.
Up. But if I'm a betting man, I'm going to go with the Texans winning the AFC South. Just because of the fact,
okay.
Just because of the fact, we don't know what's going on with Andrew Luck. He has injuries,
yep.
And they're treating it like it's the Kevin Durant
yeah.
injury.
Would
so.
He have a calf strain or something?
Yeah. So
yeah, everybody's been definitely being careful now with that.
Well, it's
you don't
been 3 months, and he's had this nagging injury. It's been 3 months, and with him, you know, with it being 3 months for him, mm-hmm. And he still has his injury. It's a little more serious than what they're letting on, and they should be really worried. So.
Okay.
You know, I
so you got Texans?
I got the Texans taking that, followed by the Jags. And I say the Jags and Colts will fight. Jags, Colts, and Titans will fight it out for the wild card.
Okay. Yeah, because it normally is like 2 teams off the AFC South or the West, you know, depending on the year, or the North. It's only the AFC East that always have
that's
one representative.
Lock. That's a lot. It's the
you
Patriots
know,
every year.
That's not even fair.
So it is what it is.
Even though I would like to see the Dolphins do something, you know, but
we'll see.
One day.
We'll
and
see.
Then the AFC West, who you got? I know who you got, but it's not going to be as easy as you think. You got the Chargers, Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos.
Chiefs.
Just like that?
Yep.
All right. What do you think the rest of the division shapes
well,
up?
Well, I think it's the Chiefs because the Chargers,
mm-hmm.
again, without that running back, they're going to drop some games, man. Without Melvin Gordon, they dropping some games. Whether Phillip Rivers.
I think he'll come back before the season, though.
No, he won't. He won't. This will last long into the season, bro. Because the way, you know, and the reason why I say that is because Phillip Rivers went and ran his damn mouth. Like, oh, you know, next man up mentality, which is bogus.
Come on, Philly Riv.
Come on, Phil, man.
That's my guy, too, man. I love Phillip Rivers, man. I love the Chargers, too. They had a great season last year.
Thing is, with Phillip Rivers, no one says next man up when you want your money to pay for your 12 damn kids. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I understand.
You dead wrong. You don't comment on another man's money. And I lost a lot of respect for Phillip Rivers on that. Period.
Well, I would have to see. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I would have to see it. You know, I agree. You don't comment on another man's money.
Exactly.
But
my representative for the
hold up. I'm gonna go.
My representative for the AFC West.
Yeah.
Would be the Chiefs.
Okay. All right. So I got the Jets coming out the AFC East. Psych. Pat's coming out.
It wouldn't be a surprise if you said something that stupid.
No, bro. I don't roll like that, man. No, I don't roll like that.
Sure.
I mean, of course, I like the hot takes. I like going against the grain, you know. But no, you got to be sensible. You got to make sense. I got the Pats coming out. I could see the Pats going like 12-4 this year. You know, they'll probably be second in the AFC. AFC North, you got Browns, Ravens, Steelers, Bengals. That's my order. I think the Browns will win the AFC North. I think they have a lot to prove. I like the way Freddie Kitchens' offense is looking. I like what I'm hearing out of their camp. I love the additions that they added. And when they get Kareem Hunt back, you can cancel Christmas because – that offense is going to be nuts. Not to mention, man, with everybody talking about, you know, the wide receivers, those three guys in particular, Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., and Callaway. Everybody's talking about those guys. Everybody's talking about the running backs. Nobody's talking about David Njoku.
Okay, well,
so
let's see.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks good on paper.
It looks good on paper. Absolutely, I agree.
But you got to play.
You got to play, and that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm really a big fan of Baker Mayfield. He has won me over. I think he's going to be an MVP candidate this year. I'll go out on a limb and say it. I think he's going to be – because he has so much command. He has so much respect. He doesn't mind telling how it is. And he's performing well. He knows the Browns have always sucked. He knows he has weapons at his disposal. And he knows, coming from a winning college, you know, Oklahoma, one of the most historic colleges ever, he knows what it takes to win. And I think he's going to translate.
How, you know, defenses react.
Right.
Now that they have film on him.
Absolutely.
So we'll see.
But I got the Browns winning. Surprisingly, this might be a surprise to you. I don't know if it's going to be a surprise to our fans. The Ravens will be second in that division. I think the Steelers are going to take a nosedive. I do. I really do.
Wow.
I like Phillip, whatever. What's his name? Phillip Lindsay or whatever his name, the running back? No, Phillip Lindsay plays for Denver. What's his name? James something? What's the guy?
James Conner.
I think he's going to – now there's film on him. Like at first it was, you know, it was a cute story. Oh, Le'Veon's out. Oh, James Conner has 3 100-yard games. Okay, now we know what you can do, kid. We're going to pop you. And don't forget, every team in that division has a good defense, including the Bengals. Browns, Ravens, Steelers, Bengals. All those teams have good defenses. I think I don't think the Steelers will be that good this year. I think they'll be like an 8-8 kind of team. I'm picking the Ravens to ball out. They got Earl Thomas. They got Ingram. I think they're going to ball out. They got Lamar Jackson. I'm excited about the Ravens.
So you think
I think the Steelers will be 8-8.
So you think –
period.
The team with a proven Super Bowl
period
caliber MVP
period
caliber quarterback
period
is going to go 8-8.
8-8.
But a team with 2 second-year quarterbacks.
You got it.
Are going to make the playoffs.
You got it. Young boys coming to take over.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Remember I said it here, y'all.
So when they bomb out.
Yep.
Remember.
Okay.
You said it.
AFC South. Let's go South, y'all. Let's go. We got the Titans, Jags, Texans, and Colts. I'm going to go on the limb and pick the Colts to win this division. I like the Texans a whole lot. I love the Jags defense. The Titans, they're always an 8-8 kind of team. or 7-9, 9-7 kind of team, kind of in the middle of the road. I have no confidence in them, even though they have a heck of a defense. I do like their defense. I'm going to go Colts, man. They have fixed their offensive line woes. If Andrew Luck can stay healthy, if they can keep him upright like they did last year, they'll win that division. I like the Texans, but the Texans, everybody knows what they can do. Like the Colts, they come from different dynamics. Like they come from all over the field. And then Eric Ebron just came off a great year. I don't expect him to have quite the year he had last year, but the Colts have a heck of a team, and I like what they're doing. So I got the Colts followed by the Texans. I think they'll be like a game apart. I think the Colts will go like 11-5. Texans will go like 10-6. And I think they'll make the wild card, and they can do some damage once they make it. But I don't think nobody's better than the Colts in that division. Lastly, with the AFC, we got the West. So we got Raiders, Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos. I'm picking the Chargers to win the AFC West. They have a heck of a team. Joey Bosa is a monster. Keenan Allen is back and healthy. They have a very underrated linebacker unit. They have one of those teams where they got a bunch of players who are really good, but you don't know their names. Yeah. That's the Chargers. They're one of those teams, and they're a real football team. And I love what Anthony Lynn is doing with them. Last year, I remember watching something on NFL Network, and I think it was Kobe Bryant came out and talked to the team. And he was like, y'all feel good, don't y'all? Mm. You know, y'all done won 6-7 games straight. Well, guess what? You haven't won a darn thing, is what he said. And that was his motivational speech. He was like, y'all ain't won nothing yet. But the Chargers, you know, finished like 11-5, 12-4. They had a heck of a season. Mm-hmm. I do think the Chiefs are going to be special. But this is my thing, and this is where you probably would disagree with me, Bright. I think that Patrick Mahomes will take a step back this year. Now, he's amazing. He's an MVP. He had 49 touchdowns. He's the new guy. He's the 99 overall on Madden or 98, whatever. He's the guy. I love him. But I think he's going to have a sophomore slump. And that's not, you know, discrediting who he is or what he does. I just don't think he's going to be like, oh, he's going to follow up that 50 touchdown season with another one.
I won't say throw 50 touchdowns, but mm-hmm. he's not gonna have a drop off. He'll probably go about 38 to 40.
Okay, so anything less than like what he did last year is a drop off, just automatically.
That was just a hell of a season that he put on. Right. But what I'm saying is that he's not gonna miss much. It's not going to be that type of drop off he's in the 20 touchdown range. No,
I could see him having like 35, 39, 37 somewhere,
you know,
in
what
there.
I'm saying? Something like
definitely
that.
Because he got speed everywhere. He got Travis Kelce, one of the best. Actually, probably Travis Kelce is probably the best tight end in the league now that Rob Gronkowski has retired.
No doubt.
I would say Kelce's up there. All right, go ahead and jump into the NFC for us.
NFC out of the East, I got the Cowboys winning that division.
Okay. Understandable.
You know, followed up by a surpriser and a shocker is going to be the Redskins.
What?
I don't think the Eagles are going to go ahead and be as great as what everyone thinks they're
Wait. So you mean to tell me we just sat here a couple weeks ago and we discovered that the Eagles are at 86 on Madden.
So?
Right.
So I'm just being, video game.
I'm being facetious.
Right. That's a damn video
so
game.
So you got the Eagles being third or fourth in that division.
I got the Eagles
even
being
though.
Third in that division.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that is because they don't have Carson Wentz to run to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I take that back. They don't have Nick Foles to run to once Carson Wentz gets injured. And he will, because he's made of glass.
Okay.
I think he's made of
glass. I want to give him a chance this year.
I definitely would like to give him a chance, but, you know, I just don't see it happening.
I hear you.
So, NFC North.
Oh, this already. Hey, roll out the carpet.
You already know who's taking that.
This is a special announcement.
Chicago Bears.
Okay.
So, Chicago Bears taking the North.
Now, I want you to put every team in position in this division. This here, ladies and gentlemen, this is Big and Bright's division. This is the Black and Blue division. These are our babies right here. So, I want to hear you break it down.
In all honesty, And I will just go by, you got to have defense mm-hmm. in order to win in this division.
You got to. Period.
The best defense in this division is the Chicago Bears.
Hands down. I mean, that's nothing to even, you know, everybody knows that.
Second place in this division.
Talk to me.
I would have to go with the Minnesota Vikings right now.
Okay. I ain't mad at you.
Battling for a wild card, I would say the Minnesota Vikings.
I ain't mad at you, even though you got Kirk. Now, Kirk is my guy because I'm a Stater. I'm a Spartan. But Kirk ain't that guy.
Kirk Cousins is weak. And that's the honest to God truth.
I like you, Kirk. I do, man. I love you, bro.
I never did, but, you know.
he's a good dude, too,
he's
man.
A good – his agent is a great finesser.
Yeah, what did he get, like 3 years, $84
million? All guaranteed.
Bro, that was that's a beautiful deal. Ink was – I'm pretty sure they framed that pen because that was a heck of a deal.
You trust and believe, I know that he was out here after he inked that deal, him and his agent. They walked off. And they hit the play button on you know once they got in the car hit the play button on the stereo and all you heard was he out here tripping in finesse. It don't make no sense out here tripping in finesse. You know they out there dancing baby you they finesse in. The hell out of the Minnesota Vikings. $84 million guaranteed.
Yeah, bro.
I knew. I knew it wasn't gonna work when he went into the press conference saying when it was all talking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Let's scale it back here on the Super Bowl talk."
Yeah.
What? Wait. We gave you $84 million. You better take us to a damn Super Bowl,
right, bro? Who's the bigger finesser, Kirk Cousins or Matthew Stafford?
Ooh.
Stafford has to be the biggest finesser. Like, bro, no. Think about it. Stafford literally has it made. He's on the worst franchise in NFL history.
Yeah.
And guys, Lions fans, look, trust me. I love my Lions. Please do not take this the wrong way, but I have to be honest. If you're not being honest with your – even if you just think it, you don't have to say it. I'll say it for you. Bro, the Lions are the worst organization in – I won't say sports history, NFL history. We'll just keep it right there. This man – has accumulated roughly $300 million in 10 seasons. And you got a guy who has a butt fumble on his resume, who has three playoff wins. Nick, you got where is Bortles at? Where did he go? He's a backup for a really, really good team. I can't remember. He went to the Rams.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles has more playoff wins in 2 weeks
than Matthew Stafford
or the Lions have in 60 years. Did you know that, Dave? 2 weeks. That's insane. Like, so he has to be the biggest finesser of all time.
The booty.
Okay.
The booty.
All right. So go ahead and finish. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
So, like I said, the Bears will take the North, followed by the Vikings, followed by the Packers, followed by the Lions.
So, you got the Lions at the bottom.
Dead last.
6-10.
Okay. Dead last.
All right, we'll get into it. Go NFC South. What you got?
NFC South, I got to roll with the Saints.
Because you never know what the Panthers are going to do.
No.
They literally could go anywhere from 0-16 to 15-1.
I got the Saints, followed by the Panthers.
Okay.
With the wild card.
Okay.
And then, I would say, but it's kind of hard.
It is.
It's hard predicting this division.
The Falcons.
Because the Buccaneers, the Panthers, and the Falcons can all turn it on at the drop of
a hat. Exactly. The Falcons make it difficult. The Falcons are literally.
Heckle and Jekyll.
I was just about to say that. I couldn't think of the name, though.
Yeah.
That's Mr.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. They're anywhere from 8-8 to. They're anywhere from 6-10 to 12-4.
Yeah,
basically.
So yep. I mean, you know, so I got the Saints winning it, and you know, let the Panthers, Buccaneers, and Falcons let them fight it out where they may, man. You know, let the chips fall where they may.
Okay.
They'll fight it out, but one of them will the NFC South will produce a wild card, and the NFC North will produce a wild card. As far as the West and East, it'll be one division winner.
I don't know.
It'd be one division winner.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say the North and the South will produce a wild card because it's such parity in those two divisions.
Facts.
And in the East and
those
West,
are tough divisions.
We know the Rams are going to take the West. They're going to run away with that. Okay. Well, then,
I wouldn't say run away.
I say the Rams will run away with it because of what they got going right now.
Yeah.
And no one can counter that. But it's a possibility that the Seahawks, depending on if my man Metcalf, depending on if Metcalf can be that
go-to. And they got Lockett.
Yeah. Depending on if he can be that go-to receiver.
Mm-hmm.
If he's that go-to number one,
yeah,
then the Seahawks could possibly be a wild card out of the West.
Whatever happened to Baldwin?
Doug Baldwin retired, man. Retired. Injuries.
So they cut him and he retired because they cut him first.
He retired.
Because they cut him and Cam Chancellor.
And he retired.
That team's falling apart. Hey, piece by piece. But Russell's holding down.
Yeah.
You can never count on Russ. Russ is like – Russ and the Seahawks are almost like the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
Like, from a few years ago. Yeah. Like, you could never count them out.
Yeah, so depending on how that go, but, you know.
You don't think the Niners got a chance? Crickets? Okay.
No, they don't have a chance in hell, and I'm going to tell you why. This is the year you all find that Garoppolo sucks, folks. He's not as good as you thought he was.
But you know what, though? The Niners strike me as a team that could be 10-6 with a game manager.
Because
their defense is really, really good, and they have really good running backs. They got Jared McKinnon coming back this year. They picked up Tevin Coleman from the Falcons. They got a good running team. They got Greg Kittle. I mean, you know, they got some pieces in place.
All they have is Greg Kittle.
Well, they got somebody's son plays for them. Somebody that played baseball, like, I don't know if it's, I almost said Daryl Strawberry, but it's like one of those Gary Sheffield, like one of them baseball players' sons play for them, and he's cold. He cold. I don't remember his name. Cody something, I think. But whatever. Anyway, I think the Niners, I think if Garoppolo can manage those games, I feel like the Niners could be in it. They just, because they got a really good defense. All right, so Bright's picks for the NFC were, just say those four real quick.
Cowboys, Bears, Saints, and Rams.
Okay. Mine is pretty similar. I like your second pick for the East, NFC East. That's actually my first pick. I think the Redskins is going to win the NFC
East.
I think the Redskins are going to win it. The Redskins are one of those teams that they always could do well, but they're always overshadowed by the Cowboys and Eagles. I do agree with you. I don't think the Eagles will be that good this year. They got a good defense. I think the Redskins are going to – I don't know. They just strike me as one of those teams that could make it happen. Darius Geis is coming back. You got Adrian Peterson, who still has some left in the tank. You know, I don't know the quarterback situation quite yet, but I believe that the rookie could lead them to a division title because that's just the kind of league where – I mean, this is a bounce-back league. So, like, that's why I got Baker Mayfield and the Browns winning the North because who cares, like – who cares about legends and all that crap? Like, let's go out here and play ball. Let's sling this rock. So, I got the Redskins winning the East, followed by the Cowboys, Eagles, and of course the Giants are going to be like two and never.
Dog, they are going to be trash.
The Giants are going to be triple trash.
Dog. They are going and to be
And on
trash.
Top of them trading Odell Beckham Jr., let's go over this real quick. Golden Tate got suspended for PEDs.
Yeah.
Sterling Shepard is on the PUP list. And who else?
And Coleman.
Somebody else is out for the year.
Coleman just tore his ACL out for the year.
Corey Coleman is out for the year.
Corey Coleman out for the year. Shepard dislocated thumb.
Did you say something about Dez might sign with the Giants?
Dez just said that he is not thinking about football this season.
Really? Yeah. Oh, he's done then.
He's done.
He's finito. I mean, bro, you're 31.
Yep.
And you coming off of what? Achilles?
Yep.
It's over.
He's done.
It's over. All right. NFC North. Surprise, surprise. I do not have my Lions winning the North.
Smart man.
But I have the Bears winning the North. And I'm not in love with the Bears because I can't be because they're our division rival. But I actually do like the Bears. He don't like that I like his team, but I won't say that too loud. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Sorry.
Hey, that's okay, man. I told you. You can come over to the dark side.
I respect the Bears. I respect the heck out of the Bears.
Damn
ever
right.
Since Lovie Smith, they've always been tough, and they have a excellent defense.
Notice the Lovie Smith era. We never lost to the Lions.
That's funny.
Lovie Smith era. Probably once or twice.
You know what? This might be a hot take. I can see Trubisky being a Pro Bowler.
He was you almost made me curse. Wait, he just went to the Pro Bowl. What are you talking about?
Oh, did he? Oh, that's what's up. I could just see him being. Well, no. Wow. I'm gonna tell you why I didn't know that, because Who cares about the Pro Bowl? Like, we sat here and talked about how boring the All-Star game is for the NBA, how boring the turkey or the I'm hungry. The
turkey.
We talked about the home run derby. I said turkey and I was trying to say derby. The home run derby is, and we talked about how boring the Pro Bowl is. So I don't know who goes to these things anymore. Who cares? So anyway, we got the Bears, and then I got my Lions in second place. I got the Bears going. I got the Lions in second place. Yes, sir. Yep. Because you know we're going 10-6. Well, I said we're going 10-6.
I think you need to reverse those numbers, son.
I think you know what though? Once again, the NFL is a bounce back league. The Lions can't afford to go 6-10 again. You literally just listen to me. You fired Jim Caldwell. Jim Caldwell was 36-28 as a head coach here. He won 36 games in 4 years. He started off winning 11 games, then he lost, then he went 7-9, and then he went 9-7 back to back. So he has a winning record here. You can't fire a winning guy for a dude who started off 6-10 twice. He can't do it. It's pressure on his butt. Like, they have to win
after,
now.
After one season?
They have to win like 10 games, bro. Or at least 8. Like, well, they have to go at least 8-8 for him to keep his job, because you have to show progress. You can't win 6 and then win 6 again. You got to win 8 and up. So I got them going 10-6. I think I had your Bears going 11-5. The Lions will go 10-6. The Vikings will go 9-7. And the Packers will go 5-11. I got the Packers being terrible this year. Yes, I said it. Absolutely.
Five games.
Five.
Who's getting hurt?
Because remember,
Aaron Rodgers must be getting hurt.
They got Matt LaFleur.
Aaron Rodgers must plan on getting hurt in order for this to happen. It don't matter. Because if he's not hurt, at best, they're going to be 10-6.
Let me tell you why I got the Lions going 10-6. The Lions have now added, with Mike Daniels, with the addition of Mike Daniels, and Trey Flowers, A'shaun Robinson.
We're not talking about Reggie White here.
I know, but I'm just
Mike Daniels was not a factor in Green Bay last year.
Last year he had a pretty off season.
He wasn't a factor in Green Bay the year before that.
But you can't tell me that he's not motivated to get to Aaron Rodgers.
He's motivated to get his $7 million and go and sit his ass down for the rest of the season. That's what he's motivated to do. I say he'll be hurt by week 6.
Okay. Well, let's move along. Because we got a lot of football to talk about this whole, you know, big and bright. But Saints, I got the Saints winning the South. I don't think there's any argument there. Panthers and then Bucks, and then I think the Falcons would be terrible this year. NFC West, Rams, but I do think the Niners and Hawks have a chance to be right there. So that's it. My picks are Pats, Browns, Colts, Chargers, Redskins, Bears, Saints, Rams. All right. Mm-hmm. So
moving along.
Idiot of the day. You are an idiot. Idiot of the day goes to Steve Kerr, the head coach for the Golden State Warriors. Steve Kerr said that Anthony Davis forcing a trade out of New Orleans was bad for the league. And the reason I call him the idiot of the day is because, and I don't like calling anybody idiot, but that's the name of the segment. I call him an idiot because you encouraged Kevin Durant to join a 73-9 Warriors team.
He didn't encourage a damn thing.
I mean, he didn't say we don't want him.
He didn't encourage it.
He didn't
go to Kevin Durant and tell him come to the damn Warriors.
My point is, no coach is going to turn him down.
So, okay, I get what you're saying, but you coached Kevin Durant. I get that it's the pot calling the kettle black. I get it.
Yeah, that's hypocrisy at its finest.
But Kevin Durant was, one, a free agent. He was not under contract.
That's true.
When he came to Golden State.
I'll give you that.
I get both sides of the spectrum.
Yep.
I get both sides of the spectrum. But Kevin Durant was a free agent. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
That's true.
He didn't force his way to L.A. I mean, he didn't force his way to Golden State the way A.D. and Rich Paul forced his way to L.A.
But the way the league is going, if Paul George or any disgruntled player asked for a trade, he wouldn't be saying anything if they wanted to go to the Warriors. No, but everybody's bad for the league until they want to go to your team. And then all of a sudden, oh, that's okay.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. But
it is what it is. Word on the street.
Word on the street?
Word on the street is that the L.A. Clippers were all in to get to get Kawhi Leonard. He was not. They had to get him. They definitely were going to get him regardless. And so they were all in. They were willing to. They had phoned the Wizards to trade for Bradley Beal. And they phoned the Rockets for James Harden, as well as, of course, Paul George. They ended up getting Paul George. And actually, I heard that Harden was like, yeah, I would have gone to the Clippers if, you know, that opportunity presented itself. So I don't know what happened. You know, maybe the language didn't line up. Maybe the contracts didn't line up.
They didn't want James Harden, man.
Okay.
They didn't want Harden.
James Harden is a walking bucket. He averages the most points in the NBA since Michael Jordan averaged 37.
Bro, do you understand that he has the ball in his hands and he's jacking the majority of the shots?
No, I hear you. But, I mean, they called him. You know, the Clippers, you know. My whole point is, word on the street is that the Clippers were all in.
Let's go to the top 10 players that we got of all time.
Gotta run through this. So my top 10 NFL players, once again, Big and Bright has rolled out a new segment called the Big and Bright's Top 10. Big's top 10 players in no particular order: Deion Primetime Sanders, Ray Lewis, Khalil Mack.
Okay.
Sean Taylor. Rest in peace, Sean Taylor.
R.I.P.
Barry Sanders.
B. Sam.
The greatest running back of all time. Randy Moss. In my opinion, Randy Moss is the greatest receiver of all time, but Jerry Rice is arguably that guy. Mm-hmm. LT Lawrence Taylor, Michael Vick, Warren Sapp, that was my guy back in the day for the Bucks, and then Warren Moon.
Okay.
That rounds out my top 10.
All right. Well, Bright's top 10 with, at the corner position, Deion Sanders. At the linebacker position, Mike Singletary.
Okay.
Outside linebacker, I will go Khalil Mack and Lawrence Taylor. They're too much of the same kind of player, you know. If I have to go safety, best safety of all time, it's a tie for me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go with Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu.
Okay.
You know, of all time, best running back of all time, Sweetness, Walter Payton.
Okay. So I hear three Bears on that list so far.
Yeah. best wide receiver of all time, Jerry Rice.
Okay.
He's the GOAT. You know,
even though he played like 19 years, ended up playing for the Raiders.
It don't matter. Jerry Rice didn't
he go to the Seahawks for a minute?
Yeah, Jerry Rice put up 2,000 yards in a 14 game season.
Nuts. That's nuts.
That's insane.
Yeah,
you know, not only that, he had about 20 plus touchdown season was in a 14 game season, and just recently broke. I'll say about 9 years ago by Randy Moss when he was with the
Patriots. He had 23 touchdowns. You know, Randy Moss did.
That was insane. And then best quarterback of all time, Tom freaking Brady.
Okay.
Best quarterback of all time, Tom Brady. Best D lineman of all time, Warren Sapp. You would never, ever see a cat like Warren Sapp.
I did love Reggie White, but
Reggie
Warren
White
was my
good,
guy.
But Warren was a man.
Warren was my guy.
Dominant.
Warren was the 90s Ndamukong Suh. Like, you had to account for him on two guys.
He had so many sacks from the D-tackle position in a different NFL era.
Absolutely.
That was insane.
And cats wasn't getting sacks. D-tackles wasn't getting sacks like that.
That was insane. And then followed up by another player that revolutionized and changed the game, Michael Vick. Michael Vick was something we've never seen at the quarterback position ever.
Shout out to Vick, man.
Ever.
You know, we know all the dog lovers out there, you know, y'all ain't going to rock with us, but we still love Vic, man.
I'm going to love Vic regardless of what went on, what happened. I mean, people can criticize. You can say what you want.
He
did his time. He, you know, some people go out and shoot deer and buffalo and kill lions, and you think that's absolutely fine.
Some people kill people. How about that?
Right, but some people fight dogs. I mean, it is what it is.
We're not condoning what he did on the field.
To each his own, but they're the same damn thing to me, if you ask me. I mean, it's the same damn thing. You're killing an animal. Yep. So, I mean, for sport. Yep. So it is what it is. I mean, you know.
This week in sports history, Barry Bonds turns 54 years old. Shout out to Barry Bonds. He has the record for most home runs in a season with 73.
Yeah.
I think that was around 2005 or something like that.
Yeah, about 2003, 2004.
Okay. I missed those days, man, where Cass was just bombing them out of there, bro.
It was the juice, baby. The juice.
Remember Sosa and Mark McGwire was going back and forth that one year?
It was the juice.
When they both had 70?
It was the juice. Freaking Mark McGwire forearms look like tree trunks, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Unreal.
Mark McGwire played with Jose Canseco.
Yeah. They both was juicing.
They had 200 home runs between the two of them in 3 years.
Did you see their necks? Did you see the necks and the traps during that time?
Yeah, man.
And nobody suspected juicing?
Yeah, they was built like some WWF players.
Man, they was built like Hogan. At
and bat. See it like, vicious.
Man, Jesus Christ. Their traps was like humongous. Their neck was humongous. Their thighs were like trunks.
Yes, sir. Lastly, this day in sports history, first baseman Lou Gehrig drives in 8 runs with a grand slam.
That's a lot.
And 2 doubles. He drove in 8 runs with a grand slam and 2 doubles.
You
and
ever
a 14.
That? You ever did that in Little League, Big?
Heck no.
You suck. You suck.
Yeah, bro. I can't. I'm not taking credit for that. No. 8.
You suck.
No, man. I mean, I was okay. I was a better defensive player than I was a hitter. And I was much smaller then. I wasn't.
What did you do? Play catcher?
No, I was an outfielder. I used to make sliding catches. Yeah, I know that's funny looking at me now, right?
That, man.
Built like a D tackle, but I was out there sliding, catching the ball, man.
Yeah.
Yep, so this day in history, 1932, Lou Gehrig. Oh, I'm sorry, 1930. Excuse me. 1930, he drove in 8 runs with 2 doubles and a 14-13 win over the rival Boston Red Sox.
That's what's up. And that'll go ahead and finish up episode number 10 for us, ladies and gentlemen. The Big and Bright Show.
Yes, sir.
We'll ask you to go ahead and follow us on all social media platforms.
At The Big and Bright Show, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And also, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and email us your love,
yes, sir.
Support, or even if you listen to today's show and want to post a comment, we'll go ahead and read it on our show.
Yep.
That's at TheBigAndBrightShow@gmail.com.
Yep.
The Big and Bright, BigAndBrite, show at gmail.com.
Hit us up.
And, you know, hit us up. Let us know how you feel, what's going on, and whatnot, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit us up on Facebook, too, man.
Go ahead and show us your love. You know what
Instagram,
I'm saying? Show us your love. Show us everything that you want us to know, and we go from there. But, you know, in closing, ladies and gentlemen, in closing.
Who we got?
We try to make every day better than yesterday. So we hope that Big and Bright can come along and make your day better.
A little brighter.
A little brighter.
A little bigger.
A little bigger, you know. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, signing off, and we'll tune in next time.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time. Thank you.